12:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli Radio Hour. Yeah. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Uh-huh. All right, the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport.
Sure.
Fox's Beverly Pizza. Guinness Irish Stout.
Delicious.
And Flood Brothers Disposal. How about them?
Kings
They're
of
back.
Garbage.
My name's Paddy Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me to my left is my twin brother, Billy.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Shower love on me.
I will shower love on you. I shower it.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, everybody. We're getting close to this. This show will air on New Year's.
Yeah.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will, because it's the following Saturday. Well, actually, not quite New Year's.
December 26th. December. You got a whole nother week, bro.
All of a sudden, like, the day after Christmas is New Year's. That's
no.
kind of...
No.
That's COVID New Year.
Paddy's
Did you know
the,
that?
Not on the Mayan calendar.
For people that are in sales, you've still got another week.
Yes. The COVID calendar is the 26th.
Just make it up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it is strange to record because, folks, we do tape the show on Wednesday, so we have to pretend that Christmas is over when in reality it's not.
Nope. Yes, it was wonderful.
It was great! The best COVID Christmas ever.
Yes.
Yeah! Although, you know, I hope everybody did have a joyful Christmas, and I presume that they would, but I did see some things on Facebook in the last week, last episode, right?
Boo, Facebook.
Yeah. Boo, Facebook.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. That's Southern Mick Jagger, folks. You can find that on our last episode.
Yes.
These shows are very episodic. By the way, you can check out archives if you go to hibernianradio.org. Anyway, I was on the Facebook, Clay.
Yeah.
I'm seeing things that, you know, a woman put on Facebook. This irked me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not a person to make comments on Facebook. Typically.
Oh, boy. You got involved?
I didn't.
Okay.
You know?
You were trolling?
But, I've been watching a lot of Christmas movies. In fact, this week, my Christmas movie before Christmas was One Magic Christmas.
Oh, what is that? No.
It's a story with Mary Steenburgen and Harry Dean Stanton.
It's a good movie.
It's from 1985. Harry Dean Stanton plays an angel, a Christmas angel named Gideon.
Wait, Harry Dean Stanton, he's what now? He's who?
You don't know who Harry Dean Stanton is?
I forget.
He's a very famous character actor. He's deceased now. He died a couple years
back.
What
was his main guy?
Oh, come on. He's been in tons of... Repo Man.
Sure.
One Magic Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he was a lifelong buddy of Dennis Hopper's. He's been, you know, there he is again.
Yeah. Creepy looking dude.
Look up... Well, that was part of his deal, you know? I wouldn't call Harry Dean Stanton creepy looking, per se.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
He is, he's not your conventional handsome guy.
No, that's
he's like,
for sure.
Yeah, you could bum a cigarette off him.
Yeah, that's Harry Dean Stanton.
Well, he kind of played the cigarette, you know?
Yeah, he's a very weathered looking face.
Right.
Yeah, weathered.
Anyway, I watched One Magic Christmas.
Yes.
And I've been getting in this, I've been trying to get myself in the spirit of Christmas. I'm watching Christmas movies. I did the bell ringing for Salvation Army.
Licking candy canes.
I've been licking candy canes.
Yeah.
All kinds of Christmas stuff. Have any of you licked any candy canes this Christmas? You better start.
I hear it's the cure to COVID.
It is. You know what the cure to COVID is? Licking candy canes. Get hip to it. Leftover candy canes, that is.
The hard, stale ones.
Yes.
That become chewy.
That are in 440 pieces.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I'm going down. So I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Yes,
I'm kind of feeling it. I watched that movie with my daughter, right? Mm. It's a dated movie, 1985. But she loved it, you know?
Great.
And it was a nice thing to share together. So I had a lot of fun with that. While I'm watching the movie, I'm kind of emotional and feeling the movie and getting very warm for Harry Dean Stanton. And I'm scrolling Facebook and I read a post, right, of a woman that I know in town, okay? And it's like... You know, has anyone ever canceled Christmas for their kids? You know, I know it's been hard this year and rough times, but these kids are exasperating me, you know? And this long sort of, I could tell that the anger was in her, right? And I know that she's recently divorced and I can tell that she's not
in. She wants to cancel Christmas?
She's mad at her kids, so she wants to cancel Christmas to sort of teach them a lesson because their behavior is not up to par.
They'll revolt.
Well, maybe, but maybe not.
They'll overthrow her like Gaddafi.
I don't know, but it was like, there was just something very that I didn't like about it. Like,
yeah, that's crazy talk.
Like, oh, we'll watch one Christmas movie and they'll each get one present. There's going to be no tree this year, no big Santa reveal, you know? And it hurt me, you know, to read that because I'm in the Christmas spirit and I'm trying to, you know, and I'm looking at my kid. I'm like, no, Christmas is about kids. It's what it is. It's great. Yeah. You know, like
You're a Christmas gangster.
I'm a Christmas gangster. You know what? It's a great character. What's the name of the Christmas gangster? Is he Italian?
Nicholas.
Of course. Nicholas, the Christmas gangster. Hey, wait a second.
Dominic, the Christmas gangster.
Oh, well, Dominic could be his brother.
How about Nicholas Santa Clausio?
Nicholas Santa Clausio? The Christmas gangster? Who plays this part? Seagal?
Gandolfini would have been perfect.
Absolutely.
God bless you, James.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think you're onto something. That could be a heck of a Christmas movie.
Okay, so you should have confronted this woman as the Christmas gangster. And said, listen, lady.
You want to cancel Christmas? Forget about it.
I'll cancel you.
You know, you're going to be trunk music if you keep it up.
You licked a candy cane today?
Right. You go in and get your head out of your butt, go outside, kiss a snowman, and lick a candy cane.
You should have wrote, in the comments, you should have wrote, go lick a candy cane. Yeah, right. You'll feel better.
That would have been a great retort, right?
Yeah.
Cancel Christmas? My goodness, go lick a candy cane. You know? Why don't you go lick a candy cane? Yeah?
That's his tagline.
Right.
The Christmas gangster.
The Christmas gangster, Nicholas Santa Clausio.
I love that.
Well, I'll be him. anyway, I didn't respond. Part of me is like, do I respond?
Did anyone?
Yeah. And
cheer up, Sandra.
No, it was all... The response was like all like frustrated moms that were like, well, here's the solution of what you should do. But they were all kind of anti-Christmas remarks, you know? And I was like, where are people's heads, you know?
Yeah.
And these kids have been tortured for a year. They've been inside.
They've been wearing,
of course they're flipping out a little bit.
Right.
And now you're going to make it about you.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're frustrated.
Oh.
And you're going to lord over Santa Claus. Santa's real, lady. I want you to know that.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And if you don't knock it off, I'm going to come over there and you're going to start licking some candy canes. Anyway.
Well,
I didn't respond.
Right.
Okay? You should have responded in the comments. Castellano got whacked for less.
Nicholas Santa Clausio. Do I have like a big gun with a silencer on it and a Santa hat?
Yeah, everything's made out of candy cane material.
Okay, that sounds good.
Or gingerbread.
Gingerbread?
Get a gingerbread Tommy gun.
I love it.
He's got leather boots that are the colors of a candy cane.
Yeah, like everything's got that swirl.
Yeah.
You got a suit. You're a 3-piece
I love
suit.
How I try to make a story about Facebook, and it turns into Nicholas Santa Clausio and licking
because
candy canes.
Facebook is a joke. Facebook should be banished from the earth. I think it's destroying people's lives.
Well, it was interesting.
On a daily basis.
All of a sudden, it got all these comments, right? From other angry, like, moms.
Right.
You know, and I
Facebook
was like,
shows true colors. I'll give it
I
that
was like,
much.
What are these people thinking? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now it's all out there. So now when you see this lady in the jewel, she's no longer the lady. She's now the crazy
Christmas
anti-Christmas
lady.
Lady.
Yeah, right.
And you're not the only one who's going to think that. Now 50 people are going to think that. Mm-hmm. Or how many people liked the post.
Yeah. Well, here's the interesting thing. I was like, what do I say to her? Do I write back to her? I'm like, I'm the Christmas angel this year. I'm watching One Magic Christmas. I'm like, I got to get this lady in the Christmas spirit.
Leave it alone.
Like, what do I do? You know?
You are aggressive.
How do I make friends with you and tell you that Christmas is special and should be about the kids and stop, you know? How do I call you a butthole without calling you a butthole?
You should have caroled.
You know?
Caroled in front of her house.
You should have.
But you should have sang that I Hate Everything About You by Ugly Kid Joe.
And I...
Well, I can't. Well, I'm trying to get someone in the Christmas spirit. You can't all of a sudden say that you hate them.
We've talked about Ugly Kid
Joe. If you sing
it
beautifully, no one will care.
Right. Yeah. Put a little Phil Spector behind that. I Hate Everything About You. Totally different song.
You mean if we had the wall of sound incorporated into.
No, if you had like the Tabernacle Choir sing it.
Okay.
Oh,
the Tabernacle Choir.
Or the Harlem Boys Choir. The Harlem Boys Choir does
choir you,
Ugly Kids Joe, I Hate Everything About You.
Whatever choir you prefer, Bill.
Anyway, I was going to kind of respond, right? And I went after the movie was over, and Charlotte was like, that was great. I was like, yes, it was. I was wiping tears off my face, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I love Harry Dean Stanton, you know? And all of a sudden... I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go find that post again and say something
nice.
No! Right?
You did? Oh, you said something nice.
No. It was removed.
Oh.
Something came over her. You know? Maybe it was me not saying anything, but the Christmas angel was out in
no,
some
it was
way.
Probably her kid saw the post and was like, "You're going to cancel Christmas and put a switchblade to her."
I said, "Gideon, how do I tell someone on Facebook they're a butthole without saying they're a butthole? Christmas angel?
Christmas gangster.
Christmas gangster angel?"
Well, it happens a lot.
And he said, "You do nothing. You just believe in me. And when you return to the post in 20 minutes, it will be removed." And it was.
Zuckerberg removed it personally.
Right. He did.
He was offended. I love Christmas.
I do know one thing.
He loves candy canes.
I do know one thing that I could have given her that would have cheered her up and put her in the mood. You know what it is?
What?
A pile of oatmeal.
Pile of McCann's Irish oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal in the land. Before I go to the commercial break,
yes.
Okay, I do want to say this. Flood Brothers is back. We love them. And this is their commercial. We haven't had much time yet to record it, so I'm going to do a read.
Do it, buddy.
Maybe I do it as Nicholas Santaclausio?
Sure.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by the grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-orientated and believe that the right way is the only way to do something.
That's right.
Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. Mm. For client-centric service without all of the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400. Or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Can I add something?
Sure.
The best in the business.
Absolutely. Yep. Also, McCann's is wonderful.
The Absolutely. Best.
And we'll address them right now.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table. Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Nicholas Santaclausio. How about it? Right before the break. Sure. Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli.
Rudolph. Rudolph, you're slacking. You're slacking.
You gotta earn. You gotta earn like Donner and Blitzen.
Hey, Rudolph, you got a problem going down to Florida with Blitzen this weekend? A little vacation? I promise you'll come back alive.
I didn't think you did.
You ask me about Mrs. Claus again, I'll slit your neck. You hear?
You got that
Mrs.
thing
Clausio.
For me? Hey, Donner, you got that thing for me?
Right. Hey, Donner, you got that thing for me? About it, huh?
He hands him a big bag of oats.
Before I leave office, I'd like to let everybody know
I bought Donner.
That I have pardoned Nicholas Santaclausio. He may have done some rotten things in the past, but he is pro-Christmas. And for that, we love him, and he's okay.
I bought Blitzen, too.
I also bought Blitzen. I got him at the house if you want him back.
He's in my van.
Thank you, Nicholas Santaclausio. Merry Christmas to you.
how fun.
Oh, man.
Any New Year's plans for you, gentlemen?
Yeah, sleep.
Sleep?
Rest, nothing. For sure. Rest.
Everybody.
The last 2 months for me have been exhausting.
Yeah, they've been exhausting for everybody in many ways.
Yes.
but I think the Christmas spirit that I got kind of is propelling me into a much more.
Possessed by the Christmas spirit.
I'm feeling up, a lot of.
Joy.
But also opportunity and being grateful about what I've already got. And
you're feeling good.
I'm feeling the power of positivity.
You're like James Brown.
Am I?
Yes.
I feel good. Yes. Naughty, 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 naughty. I knew that I wouldn't. That's probably not. Is that the lyric? I feel good. Naughty, 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 nah.
I
knew that
so.
I wouldn't.
You like to do naughty, 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 nah for a lot of lyrics.
Big nah guy.
That is kind of my go-to singing
That's very Paul
fake
Simon
lyric.
Of you.
Yeah, lyric. Nani 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 na.
So yeah, New Year's, it's not gonna matter.
It is to me. Yeah. I think it's a new mindset.
I'm real hopeful.
I'm doing the shirtless workouts. I'm thinking positive.
Going?
Yeah.
How many reps are you doing?
I'm almost done with my protein powder, dude.
That whole jug?
Yeah, that stuff doesn't last. I'm on a real smoothie kick, so I put the protein powder in my smoothie every morning. And I make the smoothie fresh.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, it's fresh. I go to this sounds odd. All right.
Yeah, you're a weird dude, man.
I know I am. I go to the dollar store to buy my frozen fruit.
Oh, that's not that odd.
That's where you go to get the frozen fruit. The dollar store. It's all frozen. It ain't gonna go bad, numbnuts.
This is you buying frozen fruit.
Right.
Your shirt off.
Hey, where are the frozen blueberries? Aisle 9.
Hey, Rudolph, wait outside. What are you doing? I told you can't come in.
Right. Rudolph, park it. I'll be out in a minute. I got to get my frozen strawberries.
making my smoothies. I gotta look tight.
I got 1,000 push-ups to do this afternoon.
Right. After I collect from Blitzen.
I gotta make veal, too.
Right. I gotta pound it. I want it nice and lean. Maybe they gotta mail it at the dollar store. I get 2 for the veal.
Thank you, Rocky.
You're welcome. Anyway, I get my frozen fruit there now. All right? Mm-hmm. I go to the dollar store. Because at Jewel and other places, you know... Shout out to you, Jewel.
Yeah, good
hashtag
job.
Jewel. The frozen fruit's a little bit on the expensive side.
Oh.
And when you're making smoothies every day, you're pounding through this fruit. Right?
I said it's expensive to live healthy.
Wait a minute.
Very expensive.
Why don't you just get real fruit?
Because that would even be more expensive, you know? And then you got to freeze it. So, like, I like the
Why do you got to freeze it?
Because it's going to go, because I got to have enough in surplus because every morning I'm using like 35 blueberries. I'm basically making my own smoothies, like those things that you see in 7-Eleven, like Nature's Best, whatever they're called.
Nakeds.
Nakeds. Thank
You're making
you.
Your own Nakeds.
Hey, you got a case. Blitzen, park it. I got to go inside and get a case of Nakeds now because they don't have any frozen fruit over at the dollar store.
You know what? I'm making my own Nakeds.
Right.
I don't need this.
Listen, I got a dealer making Nakeds down in Cuba. I don't.
I got a warehouse full of counterfeit Nakeds, right? You know what you should do? Now, this is just a
hashtag
thought.
Naked, right?
You should devote one weekend and just go crazy and make like 3,200 drinks and bottle them and put them in a freezer.
Well, I could do that, and that's not a bad idea. But I actually add the protein powder, like I said earlier, that I've gone through the jug.
Total nerd mode.
At the GNC. Hashtag GNC.
Yeah.
Where I get their protein powder. Something. I forget the name of it. I got a picture of it. Maybe I'll plug it in a minute.
It's tobacco flavored.
No, it's strawberry banana flavored. Strawberries and cream flavored. So I put the frozen strawberries in. I put the frozen blueberries. I put frozen pineapples. I put a little frozen mango in there. Then I put a little water. Then I throw my creatine in and I zip it up, you know, puree.
Yep.
And then I add the protein powder mix and it turns into like this thick shake. Mm-hmm. It does not taste healthy. Really? So,
yes.
But it tastes like this amazing strawberry milkshake.
Mm.
And I can slam it, right? Like a whole pitcher full of it. And then I go and do my push ups. And, you know, my calisthenics. Yeah, I have a couple of heaters. You know, I yell Merry Christmas out to everybody on the porch for a little while. I make a grilled cheese. And then I come here. What do you got there, Mike? Oh, how are your movements?
How are your movements?
They are very well. you mean my new work, my regime? I presume what you
You're
mean.
You're still
by that
with the
Mike.
Bands?
He's talking about your movements, your bowel movements.
Oh,
yeah.
That they're a little constant. I mean, these are hard. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
You know, your body is mimicking your stool.
Thank you, Grandpa.
You'll know it's working when your body starts to mimic your stool.
Thank you, Grandpa Fitness.
Right, Grandpa Fitness. You'll know you're getting there when your stool mimics your body shape.
It looks exactly like you.
Right.
When your stool looks just like you, you know you've hit gold.
You've hit pay dirt when your stool starts to look like you. You're going to be hot as a bottle rocket. Six-pack abs. Big biceps. Big broad shoulders.
Time to oil up.
Time to oil up, man.
Show it off.
Grandpa Fitness, thank you. Grandpa Fitness and Nicholas Santaclausio.
They work together sometimes.
They absolutely do. Hey, Blitzen, don't make me call Grandpa Fitness on you.
Grandpa Fitness is a hitman on the side.
Yes, he is.
He strangles people.
Mm-hmm. With their stool.
Okay.
Anyway.
What's your goal here?
Other than that, my movements are good. I'm doing lots of different exercises.
Have you run?
No. No running at all. Although Mike, our producer, Mike Sarkowski, shout out to you, Mike. He gave me a link to this thing that you can strap your bicycle to in the basement, and it turns your normal into a stationary bike.
Yeah, it's like roller pins.
I'm strongly considering that's going to be my gift to myself because I do need to, like, there's a little bit of love handle stuff, you know? I told you, I'm trying
just
to get...
run, dude.
I'm trying to get, I'm trying to get, like, tanning Chatham. All right?
Tan and hot.
Yeah, tan, hot, lean. I just want to be tan and hot. I want to be positive. I want to love Christmas. I want new things to happen for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to notice my nipples.
Yes! I want, for once in my life, I just want people to notice my nipples. For once.
My pecs.
I've never been there
everything.
Before. My pecs, everything.
All of it.
So you're going to get swole and then walk into Jewel in June and be like, yo, baby.
Yes, I am. I'm not going to say yo, baby, but I'm definitely going to take a cruise around
you
the neighborhood
and your
shirtless.
In a half shirt and your Jan yes. Hammer World Tour shirt.
Yes.
And just pick up some fruit like you're Mr. Healthy and then walk out.
Yeah, Mr. Healthy.
God bless you.
Well, that
I
is,
can't wait for your transformation.
I
can't either. I never thought I'd picture that my brother would be fantasizing about the day that he could ride his bike around shirtless after the age of 40.
It's gonna be awesome. But you get a huge tattoo.
Is that, how weird is that? Selfish and like just crazy of me to want to like.
No,
I make jokes about that, right?
Nothing's crazy.
But there has been a part of me that I've been lazy my entire life to not really get into the best shape. And I played high school football.
I played
high school football.
Jay!
I mean, I wasn't that fit. I wasn't that in that great of shape.
You're also smoking a pack a day.
Right.
Before and after football.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly during.
Right. No, never during. But
I once got hurt at football practice at Columbus Park, and I remember this. Pat Ryan
mm-hmm.
was at the practice, but he wasn't dressed because he was also hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the middle of the practice, I got to leave, and I got in his car in my pads and lit a cigarette as I was watching the rest of the team still practice.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful feeling.
Well,
I felt like Humphrey Bogart when he left football practice.
Absolutely. He was a running back.
He was a halfback.
Yeah. Hey, what position did Bogart play? Tonight's quiz question.
You can't smoke or play football. Oh, really? Well, what position did Bogart play?
No.
Exactly.
But getting back to it, is it weird of me like to have that kind of goal?
No.
Is it self-centered and maybe a little vain? Yeah,
no.
It is.
Is
but...
it weird of me to want to, I have this urge to want to like start flying down stairs on skateboards and trying to do crazy tricks and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to become like a Tony Hawk guy
yeah.
for the new year?
My kids are really into it, so I'm going to learn with them. And then master it.
See, that's weird. I mean, that's not weird. Like, but I know that, like,
it's just dangerous.
I just
yeah,
had a,
exactly.
I had a sales incentive on this month where if I hit my goal, I was going to get a snowboard and fitted for like the boots that click into
oh,
a snowboard.
Oh yeah,
right. It's like a $700 value.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, for me, I just was like, just give me the cash, man. Now I got to take up snowboarding.
Yeah, but you would love it.
Would I love it after I broke my neck? I don't know.
No,
you know?
But
I mean,
you
listen. I was bad on a bicycle.
I know.
You think,
but you gotta
you
try.
Honestly think I'm going to turn into Tony Hawk after I can't even ride a bike?
You might.
No, Bill, I don't, and I commend you for being that honest about yourself.
No.
But
stick to golf.
I think yes. snowboarding's different than getting ripped. You know,
right? Right? But getting ripped will lead to other things for you. You're going to push it. You're going to set new goals.
Well, exactly. It's sort
you'll
of
enter marathon. You probably won't enter.
I'm.
Marathon.
Yeah. It just
you'll enter strongman competition.
I think a lot of it is the culmination. I could.
Yeah, is eating like.
Or like those
three
axe
dozen
that they chopped on the tree real quick.
Yes. I mean, if I did that along with this podcast and we just went to events where I was like Paul Bunyan, you know, that'd be weird.
Pat Bunyan.
There's a Pat Bunyan out there somewhere.
Of course.
Happy
there
New
is.
Year, Pat Bunyan.
He was probably like a defensive end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Pat Bunyan,
yeah. But Clay, getting back to it, do I want to do that for myself once in my life? I feel like I've been watching a lot of these motivational speaker type guys in the past.
Yes.
That might be why, like, that idea is creeping into my head, right? Like, because I'm like a year sober, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what do I do? Like, maybe my new hobby is, like, getting ripped and, you know, in good shape.
I also think it's that we've been surrounded by for the last 8 months is death, disease.
Absolutely.
Health.
Right.
And so you're thinking more about it.
Exactly. Your health is your wealth, you
yeah.
know?
And you look at your kids and you're like, I should probably stay alive as long as possible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, everything gets kind of in perspective and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I should do this for the one time in my life. I have the opportunity right now to probably, and the time, you know?
Right.
To do this and to really put some effort into it.
And it doesn't take much to get started, as you've proven.
No, you know, it's like, it's the Michael Lisby line would be like, be the movie star of your own life.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, next year I'm playing Hercules, so I've got to get into shape.
Well, yeah, and that might take off too. You'll think you should go on auditions and stuff.
All right, so hold on.
So
this
hot
one,
and
this,
tan.
Yeah, dude! I'd be like, we doing headshots? No, we're doing topless this
we're
time
We're doing
around.
Body shots, right. Big guy.
Right. Hey, Bob, call the agent up. Bob, Johnny Dorito.
Yeah,
hey,
Bob.
So anyways, well, this whole thing started off with you going to the dollar store to get fruit. I mean, that's how we got on this tangent.
Yes, that's exactly. Well,
no,
I mean,
this all started with Dusty.
The bicycle.
Yeah.
From previous episodes back. Yes, it did start with
and
Dusty.
And then the disappearance of Dusty crushed you.
Right.
And then Brandy came along, whatever her name is.
Yeah, the new bike.
Yep,
the new bicycle but that you gave me.
You know, whatever, winter happened, kind
of. Right. So then all of a sudden I got some resistance bands and some GNC powder, yeah. You know, and it slowly starts creeping into your soul. And yes, Bill, we did start this segment on the fact that I go to the dollar store to get the fruit. Here's why.
Yeah.
I'm glad you call it back. Yeah. Because.
Do you have any dollar store fruit music?
Well, they have all these. Do we have any dollar store fruit music? Hmm. Okay, Mike.
You're like the last guy that probably go, like, nobody at the dollar store is there to get fruit.
No, exactly. That's why there's a surplus of it when you get there. And when you, I look at it, you know, you open it up, I'm like, this looks totally fine. You know, it's frozen. Fine. It might, like, I don't think the dollar store gets the fruit last. You know, it's the same exact brand as that they have at Jewel.
They get the bread last, though.
Okay, whatever. Okay, you know?
They do, man. They have an end cap at a dollar store where it's like, they get bread that's been delivered or refused by other stores that literally has like.
And then they, yeah.
Well, because bread set, only has like a 4 or 5 day shelf life sometimes.
It gets refused. Maybe a little from longer a store in Honduras and they send it to Forest Park.
Whatever it is, but.
Fine. There, you know how many ripped guys are in the Honduras?
A lot.
Lots. I second that. Nicholas Santaclausio. I go to Honduras every year at Christmas. I go everywhere.
I got a coffee guy down there.
I am everywhere. I go, yeah, I got a coffee guy there.
I get my beans down there.
Right. One thing I know that I'm not sure that I would be interested in eating anytime soon. This is from Too Much Zuck.
Yes, TMZ.
TMZ, yeah. Right?
World's most trusted news source.
Mm-hmm. Pythons.
Could Python be on, meat?
Pythons. The snakes, you know?
Yeah.
Pythons could be on restaurant menus in Florida.
What the hell is a python?
It's a giant snake, and they're very prevalent.
Oh, I thought you meant... Okay, I got you.
What did you...
People are going to start eating pythons?
Yes. Hulk Hogan used to call his biceps his pythons.
Yeah.
24-inch pythons, I think he said, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't want to get the inches mixed up, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
That's a terrible mistake.
What did Saul Hogan call his biceps? Because I forgot about Saul Hogan. He was about 3 or 4 episodes ago.
Is that a character?
I just said it. He called his biceps his pythons.
Hulk Hogan did. What
yes.
is Saul Hogan?
Saul Hogan was a character.
Oh, part. That's right. Saul Hogan.
Worms?
Yeah, look at my 24-inch worms. Saul Hogan. Anyone interested in frying up a little python? Well, if you live in Florida, you're in luck. Turns out python may be the new chicken in the Sunshine State because the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and the Florida Department of Health may give the green light to make the slithery creature a menu item in restaurants and at home. The snakes are overtaking the Florida Everglades, creating risks to other wildlife.
Oh, good.
The wild card in python is mercury. Scientists are evaluating whether mercury levels in the snakes are at acceptable levels. Problem is, the smart money is on mercury levels being too high for human consumption. But scientists are not sure, so they're testing 6,000 pythons.
Are they? Is it good?
Well, that's the source here is Too Much Zek.
Yes.
It says, we're told they can actually be delicious. Oh. Some folks like to turn them into jerky, but they can also be cooked in various other ways. Would you have some python jerky?
No.
No python jerky for you?
No.
I don't think
I want it.
They always say these things taste like chicken, right? Oh, it tastes
the
like
alligator
chicken.
Alligator tastes like chicken. Right. Python tastes like chicken.
Yeah, but look at a chicken. Frogs look at how disgusting looking a chicken is, and people are eating that left and right.
What's that, a frog? Frog legs?
A chicken.
I didn't know chickens were so disgusting. Oh, you mean like a stripped, like naked, rare
just
chicken?
Just a real chicken. If you ever see a chicken in your
chickens
lab right
are
now,
totally
you would
disgusting.
Think it's a good-looking thing?
I wouldn't think he was disgusting. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Wait till he drops a couple droplets on you.
Okay, yeah. Maybe. I mean, I don't really want a chicken in my lap, so yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody wants a chicken in their lap.
He just tweeted that.
Right. This new stimulus package sucks. Nobody wants a chicken in their lap.
Python meat for everyone.
Python meat for a python jerky for all.
7 exclamation points.
I want to give everybody $2,000 and a couple of pounds of python jerky to keep them fed. Have you seen that they have set Trump? Isn't that nice?
It might be the most beautiful thing he's ever said.
I'm going to give you all $2,000 and a couple hundred pounds of python jerky.
Oh, man. I kind of want to try it now.
I do.
I wouldn't try the jerky though. I want it like served.
You
nice.
Want like a snake sandwich?
I want a snake sandwich. Yeah. Right.
They got a hell of a snake sandwich down there.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, what Nicholas Santa Clausio gets when he goes down to Florida. He gets the python sandwich.
Yeah. Grill it
the
off.
Give me a little. Give me the snake sandwich. Do it right.
This
right.
is what I want.
I want the python alio sandwich.
This is what I want. This is what I want. I want python meat, mozzarella,
ooh,
lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, and garlic bread.
Ooh,
okay.
I love it.
Can we make that happen?
Yes, we can. If the FDA approves whatever this thing is, the python meat thing.
Yeah, the Florida Department of S9.
What do you think about this stimulus package that they got together? They are going to extend unemployment, right? That's a good thing.
Hey, I'll sure. Like everything else related to the government, I'll believe it when I see it.
Same here. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying it took Congress so long to come to this. Like, we're 2 months behind.
$600?
Here.
I mean...
That's pathetic,
that's,
man.
That's not even half of someone's anything.
It's terrible, you know. Yeah. And
it's a joke.
It is. I'm like, come on, you gotta get people more. So I have an immense amount of respect that Trump actually did say. He put a thing out. He's like, I'll veto this thing if people don't get $2,000. This is
yeah,
ridiculous.
But he's waiting too long. He said, come on, people need this now.
Well, then Nancy Pelosi came behind and she was like, it was like the first time I've ever heard her back Trump on anything. You know, she was like, yeah, you're right. You know, and I think that it's time for us. Absolutely, like, put the politics and BS aside.
I don't think
your own people, you know, because there are some kind of pork belly things in this stimulus package that, you know, we're giving money to foreign countries and stuff. It's like, wait a second, what? You know,
I don't think Mitch is going to go for the $2,000 though.
Who knows? You know, I hope he does. You know, with enough pressure, I think that he might just they'll just go for it, and they should. This is way overdue.
He might just say this.
I want everybody to have $2,000, Mitch.
Okay. I'm eating a python sandwich. I'm finishing my python.
Okay, finish your python. Hurry up. Make your mind up.
Yeah, come on. People need money. Let's go. Yeah. Restaurants need money. Everybody. Liquor stores, Foot Locker.
I was planning on bailing out Foot Locker. I do not think that we need to give $1.3 million to Burma. You know,
Foot Locker before anyone.
Yes,
Foot Locker over everything.
# Foot Locker. There you go. Yeah. Let's do a commercial break.
Sure.
More Hoolies after this.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue,
Only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back, Hoolies Hoolie. This is the third-ish, fourth-ish quarter of the program. Well, once again, we got to mention Flood Brothers are back. Okay. And I'm going to read it again. Who should I do it as this time?
Just do it as yourself, Pat.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-orientated and believe that the right way is the only way to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate.
Aye.
For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Boom! Thank you, Flood Brothers.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
The best in the business.
They absolutely are.
So, I have some disappointing news.
Okay.
Ryan. Mm-hmm. You know Ryan, your buddy?
From Ryan's Toys Review?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's richer than everybody.
Yeah.
He's got Putin money.
He does. Ryan's Toys Review. Kid's got Putin money. Who would have thought it? I'd like to send him some Python. Send Ryan some Python.
Get
jerky.
Him a half pound.
Send him some Python
Not
jerky.
Not too much.
Yeah. Only send him a half pound of Python jerky.
They got a guy with a deli slicer in the Oval Office.
Yes. He's probably had Python. I feel like all those YouTubers live in like Florida or California.
Well, here it is. Our producer, Mike Sarkowski, sent me this link earlier this week. And Forbes has come out with the highest paid YouTube stars of 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. The 9-year-old still number one, Ryan's Toys Review, right? But here they are.
How much did he make, Pat?
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Number 10 is a guy named Jeffree Star. Never heard of him. He kind of looks like a tattooed James Charles. Is that a woman or a man? The beauty star has been caught up in controversy. His self-described past racist behavior and allegations of sexual assault, which he denies. So they all have crazy pasts, right?
Sounds like a nice guy.
Who knows, right? He's odd looking.
Next.
Anyway, he does...
magic.
He does magic.
He beats his wife. He does magic.
Johnny Trudeau. Hey, he beats his wife. He does magic. Hey. The kids love it.
Give him a chance.
Give him a chance. He's not a bad guy. It's YouTube. It's not mainstream.
He's got one of those bull nose rings.
Right. He's got a bull nose ring. A lot of tattoos on his hands. He's a very genuine guy.
Okay. Go on, please.
He's a feud guy. So he's had a feud with fellow YouTuber James Charles. All right.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who this dude is. Keep going.
Yeah,
who else
come
we got?
Next.
Well, you're only
okay,
at number 10
nine.
Here.
Ooh. I'm feeling a little. Billy's a little restless.
Billy wants to hear about the rich
children. Bill, the bathroom's down the hall if you have to go.
Yeah. Bill wants to hear about rich children.
Right. Get to
me.
The rich kids, huh? I don't want to hear about guys that look like women. Get to the rich kids.
That's right.
Okay, number 9, David Dobrik is this guy's name.
What does he do?
Well, he made $15.5 million. He had 2.7 billion views and he has 18 million subscribers. Okay, he's, and this guy's like a stunt guy, okay? So Dobrik, 24, has done just about anything to make his audience laugh. He's driven a convertible through a car wash. He's shaved someone's entire body.
Ooh. Come on, these aren't that creative.
And he even once surprised his best friend by marrying his mom. Okay, so these sound like Tom Green stunts from back in the day, right?
Been there, done that.
Lately, Dobrik has concentrated on porting his funny shtick over, he's a TikTok guy, too, over to TikTok.
Of course.
He's been a hit there, too, accumulating 24.7 million followers. Wow.
Sweet.
So he's won corporate sponsorships from SeatGeek, Bumble, EA, and others.
How old is he?
He's 24 years old.
Oh, okay. So he's a kid still.
Yeah, and that's where the dough is. All right. Yeah. Oh, Clay.
Yeah.
Number 8 is Blippi.
I love Blippi. Yeah.
Blippi, it's me.
Blippi. At least he's making an ass out of himself in public.
Now I know who Blippi is. If you have children, you know who Blippi is.
I don't know who Blippi is.
Blippi's full costume, but he has no, like, he has no shame. He'll, like, walk into a mall and be like, come enjoy Blippi.
Right, yeah. Come enjoy Blippi. That's a weird thing to say, isn't it? I said that in my job interview last time. Do you want to work here? Come enjoy Blippi. he's the only adult that's creating kids content that's on the list.
Yeah,
okay.
Right,
okay. Okay. He's 32 years old. He launched his channel in 2014. All right. He stars as Blippi, the brightly dressed childlike character who educates through videos like Blippi visits the aquarium and learn colors with Blippi.
Yeah, at least he's teaching.
How much did Blippi pull down?
Like Kaji, he has rolled out a full-scale merchandise line at big box retailers. So these guys cross over into the,
of course,
the toy game. Child-sized versions of his iconic orange glasses and blue and orange beret are top sellers, and offers his videos through Hulu and Amazon. So he's
cautioning.
Blippi gone corporate.
Yeah.
What Blippi get?
How much money?
Yes. This is what this is all about.
He made $17 million.
Okay.
Number 7 is a girl named Natasha Anastasia Radzinskaya.
Yeah, I know Natasha.
Kaya. That's terrible.
They're Russian.
Anastasia Radzinskaya. Okay. She made $18.5 million. She's a 6-year-old Russian YouTuber, and she goes by Natasha on her channel, which features her and her father playing with Legos, doing household chores, and explaining viruses. Yeah, yeah, explaining viruses? Oh, boy. Who knew there was money in that? Gotta get a kids' channel where the kids talk about viruses to other kids. You see what I'm saying? You gotta think that way.
Well, you know, she's getting a knock on her door.
And then, when the channel takes off, we'll make virus balls, and we'll sell them in every Target in the country.
Yeah. Putin's taking half of her cut.
Oh.
Rumor has it you made $18 million. You want to go to my private playground?
Her video. Private playground? Let me call my mom. The 6-year-old Russian YouTuber goes by Natasha. We said this.
Yeah.
Her videos are colorful, expressive, and don't feature much advanced language, making them perfect for her global audience of tots.
Yeah, they're annoying as hell.
Since her debut on the list last year, she's branched out. She's become she's a TikToker too.
Yeah.
You know, TikTokers.
Who's next?
Number 6, Preston. Preston Arsment.
I know who this kid is.
I don't know who this is.
He plays Minecraft and Roblox.
Oh yeah, he sucks.
He's married. He's got like a.
He sucks. Preston Arsment. Baron watches him all day. He's a real butthead. Send him some jerky. Python jerky for Arsment. Can't stand him. Gotta listen to him all day. I hear him. He's like an echo in my hallway.
Send him an
eighth.
So
is Arsment.
Send him an eighth.
Send him an eighth of jerky meat, please. Kid made $19 million. Unbelievable.
He only sends the python meat out in weed sizes.
Ace, kilos.
Send him a quarter. No, send him a gram.
Send Ryan a gram.
Send him a dime bag of that python jerky.
Number 5, Markiplier.
Don't know it.
Mark Fishbach. He made $19.5 million.
Nice job, Fishbach.
He's a video game guy. He plays video games.
All right.
Okay. Number 4, Rhett and Link.
Don't know it.
$20 million they made.
Good boys.
They're some of YouTube's longest standing stars, having started Good Mythical Morning. They have kind of a talk show like we do.
Oh,
all right. Isn't that nuts? They're a good-natured, nerdy talk show back in 2012, so they've been starting it. They're ahead of us. They started before.
Yeah, right.
Rhett is a 43-year-old. Oh, he's 43. He's older than me. Rhett James McLaughlin. Ooh, an Irishman. Maybe we get him on the show. Mm. And Link, a 42-year-old Charles Lincoln is his name, the third. Okay, so they're right around our age. They've recently added something else to their mythical entertainment company. Okay, so they have a production company.
Yeah.
In February of 2019, they paid $10 million to acquire Smosh, the sketch comedy YouTube channel, okay. which is very popular.
Yeah.
I've known Smosh. I know Smosh. I like Smosh. They're okay. With that purchase, Mythical Entertainment, which now has 100 employees, did almost 2 billion views on YouTube in the past year, bringing in some $11 million in estimated revenue from YouTube's ad share program. Good Mythical Morning also has a thriving fan club with monthly dues ranging from $10 to $20 for access to exclusive content.
Boring.
Rhett and Link, we're coming for you.
Yeah, we are. You just made Santa Clausio's hit list.
Yeah.
You did. I aspire to be more like Rhett and Link.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Power of positivity. And I'll tell you what, I do. Number three, Dude Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those guys, these guys?
Yeah. Those guys are fun.
Yeah. They earn it.
Yeah, they earn it. They deserve every penny.
They made $23 million, and they have 57.5 million subscribers. They're five bros.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's Colby Cotton, Corey Cotton, Garrett Hilbert, Cody Jones, and Tyler Tony. Everybody is Cody and Tyler and Corey and Cody.
And Tyler and Texas.
Does anybody have any real names on YouTube? Are there any Johns or Marks or Vinces?
Yeah, there's no Matthew, Mark, Luke, or Johns on Facebook.
There's no Patricks.
On... Nobody on YouTube has a Saints name. Nobody. Everybody's Corey or Colton or Preston. There's no Saints left on YouTube. You hear me, Dude Perfect?
Everyone was born behind a rodeo somewhere.
Mm-hmm. They have more fun playing with lightsabers, Nerf guns, and paintballs than most adults do. Their popular stunts have led them to a national tour that grossed about $6 million. So they do live stunts, these guys.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like where they make half-court basketball shots. They've practiced for hours and hours and hours.
A lot of them are former collegiate athletes, too. So they're not like guys that aren't in shape.
They're very lean. They have beautiful abs and pecs. They do a lot of great movement.
Yeah, man. They do a lot of resistant work, I'm sure.
They do bends.
They do bends and movements. And they're very agile.
Bends and bends.
Right. I love those guys.
In March, when the coronavirus first hit and professional sports were at a standstill, the group took their YouTube channel to host the Quarantine Classic, competing against each other in the three-point basketball shootouts and roller chair hockey. The series of videos raised about $160,000 for the Red Cross and Feeding America. Good for you, Dude Perfect.
Yeah, nice work.
Yeah, I like those guys, actually.
Where's Duddy?
I don't see him on here.
Uh-oh.
Duddy didn't make the top 10?
No. Number two, Mr. Beast, Jimmy Donaldson. He earned $24 million. He has 47.8 million subscribers. He's YouTube's biggest star, good enough to go almost for 50 million subscribers. His ultimate goal is doubling that and 3 billion views over the last year. His videos are a mix of stunts and humor, again, right? And in the last 12 months, the dude has frozen himself in ice, gone around a Ferris wheel 1,000 times, and constructed the largest Lego tower ever.
Wow.
You know? Donaldson's YouTube channel helps him market his merchandise line. Boom, there you go.
Yeah, sweet.
Okay. He and the cast in his videos don't... Okay. So he's popular with brands such as Microsoft, EA, again, and Honey, the coupon app. Here we go, Bill. Number one.
Yep.
It's Ryan's Toys Review.
Oh, man.
Okay. Ryan Kaji is this kid's name.
Baby Kaji.
Baby Kaji, Baby Kaji, you make me so YouTube wealthy. Baby Kaji made $29.5 million. Ryan's Toys Review, $29.5 million. He had 12.2 billion views on his videos.
Nice.
And he has 41.7 million subscribers. The 9-year-old star is flying high, literally. This November, he became the first YouTuber featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with a float based on his superhero alter ego. It was a marketing ploy as much as it was a thrilling moment for the kids who tune into Kaji's videos of DIY science experiments, family story time, and reviews of new toys.
Sweet.
That's just the start, folks. The bulk of his business comes from licensing deals for more than 5,000 Ryan's World products. Everything from bedroom decor and action figures to masks and walkie-talkies.
Okay.
The kid has become, it's nuts. It's weird that your kid would come up to you and go, I want a Ryan's Toys Review cape. You know, and you're like, what? You know?
Nah, you're not getting it. I'm getting your
baseball bat. What's so special about him? Oh, nothing. He's just a YouTube guy.
Everyone else has it.
demonstrators. Well, that's nuts, huh? Well, if I keep working out, I think there's a chance for me, boys.
There yep. is.
I just have to get some protection from Nicholas Santaclausio, and everything will work.
Have a sit-down.
And Grandpa Fitness, and everything will be good.
Have a sit-down with the boys.
Yeah, I got to have a sit-down with Nicholas Santaclausio.
I'd like to say a few words.
Absolutely, Clay.
So, we lost a friend.
We did.
We did. Clint Crisco.
Great guy.
Younger than us by a few years, and just a neighborhood kid, you know, well-known, popular, good-looking guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Very well, you know, muscle maintained.
Yes, speaking of people in great shape.
That's something to aspire to be.
Yep.
And he really helped me because when I quit drinking, I reached out to him and he showed me the way and, like, really put me under his wing during those first fragile few weeks even. And
yeah.
I couldn't have done it without him. And
yeah.
I'm going on 15 years in April, and I honestly, like, my family, everything wouldn't exist without this kid's help.
Yeah.
So, if you guys want to say something.
Yeah, Clint's a wonderful guy. And
I love him.
His brother's a great, great friend of mine, Drew, yeah. and we're thinking of their family during this difficult time. You know, COVID has been extremely hard on a lot of people, and, you know, people are struggling with depression and mental yeah. health issues and all these kinds of things, mm-hmm. And people have had, you know, problems with addictions in the past, and these people need special care right now, you know, and they need comfort and love, and I think we all need to come together and be a lot more understanding about how serious this is, especially for people who are experiencing dealing with a loved one in this capacity for the first time, maybe,
yeah.
you know, and try and understand it. And
for sure.
And for those who have also, you know, had loved ones that have gone down this road for a number of years,
yeah.
right? It's a very difficult time. Offer your love out there. Be compassionate. Clint, we love you. We're going to miss you.
I also want to give my condolences to a lot of people in the Forest Park community. There was a good friend of mine, Herb Jones.
Yeah,
just a gentle soul. A lot of people knew him really well. He frequented a lot of the taverns, especially a lot of the Irish bars in Forest Park. He passed away suddenly on Friday morning. Sunday morning. So all my friends out there, I know that you guys are hurting right now with the loss of Herb. Just want to send my condolences out to you as well.
Yeah, it's been a rough year for everybody, right?
Yep. And, yeah, and keep your spirits up.
Keep your spirits up. Keep listening to us. We try to be joyful enough.
Stay positive.
And if you like the show, you can find archives if you go to hibernianradio.org or you yep. can search for us on iTunes there. Stay positive, everybody. Happy New Year.
Yep. I'm going to play a little song to go out.
You are? Okay. Well, I want to thank our sponsors before we leave.
Yep.
Once again, I want to thank Flood Brothers Disposal for coming back.
We
God bless
them.
You. We love you. McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
The best.
Longest standing sponsor we've had. God bless them.
Oh, yeah.
Fox's Beverly Pizza out in Beverly.
Delicious.
All right. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub.
Also delicious.
Absolutely. And Guinness Irish Stout.
Beautiful.
Clay, what's the song you want to play?
This is Love as Laughter.
Okay.
A small indie band, and it's called Don't Worry.
Don't worry, everybody. More Hooli's Hooli coming at you next week.
Bye.
Every sound.